So, kids, I hope you got your ears on. Did you get your bit of paper? Good. So why did I choose this passage? Why is it a favourite of mine? The start of a new year, and I know we're a few weeks in, but at the start of a new year, they can be either an exciting time or a scary time. And this story has a lot to teach us, I think, about how to approach each new year, or each new day. The story so far, just a little bit of backstory. Back in Exodus, God has promised to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt and into a land that he's given them. Now this story picks up where the people of Israel are out of Egypt, but they haven't entered the land that God's given them. And it tells us how they're feeling. Because they weren't very confident at all. In fact, it was the Israelites who asked to send spies into the land. They actually approached God. If you look back in Deuteronomy 1, verse 22, the people of Israel sent leaders to go to ask, can we send spies? And God said, do it. So the 12 spies went out. And what did they find? Kids, can we give us your attention? What did they find when they went into the land? They sent out spies, the one over here, yep. Yeah. Fruit and a city. More? What else they find? Oh, sorry. Scary people. Actually, you could say people, and then there's a few attributes of people, isn't there? There were scary people. What's another attribute of the people that we find out about? I heard from somewhere, tall? Tall people. We heard food. What sort of food did we find? Fruit, yeah, but what sort of fruit? Grapes is one. Somebody else? Pomegranates, yep. And one other that I've got written here. Figs, yep. And what about the land itself? What did they find? Flowing with milk and honey. That's a good positive sign, isn't it? What else did they find? Yep. Tall people, yep. I'm thinking of terrain and culture. What do they find? Hey? Valley? Yep. Cultivated land. When I'm thinking of something else, thinking of sort of skyline. Buildings. What do they find? Fortified cities. That's the magic word I was looking for. Fortified cities. What does fortified cities mean? Ready for war. And so when they came back, what did they say? Kids, what did they say? They'd say, too hard. Let's go somewhere else. Anybody got a paraphrase of what they said? No? Okay. Caleb said, let's go up. Let's possess it. What does that mean, possess? We've been promised it. Let's possess it. For we are well able to overcome it. And later, not in our passage, but later on in the next chapter, Joshua agrees with him. Joshua seems quiet at this point in Numbers 13. But the other spies, no, we're not able to take this land. They're stronger than us. Bigger than us, wider than us or something. And Israel refuses to enter the land. Why would you think they would refuse something that God's promised them? Kids? They were scared. Fear. Exactly right. What were they looking at that made them afraid? The big strong people and the fortified cities. What should they have done? In hindsight, you know, looking back later and realizing that they... What should they have done? Trusted in God. God had promised, it said, that he would drive out the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Jebusites from the land. So for the Israelites, this is a really sad story. None of the adults that were alive when those spies came back lived to go into the promised land except Joshua and Caleb. None of them. We're talking about millions of people of Israel. Everyone else dies over the next 40 years. That's a really sad story. So, what does this passage speak to us today about? What does the promised land of that story mean to you? What is it to you today? I mean, to the Israelites, there was a land, a piece of ground that God had promised them. To us, where we are at this point in history, the promised land it pointed to all sorts of things, didn't it? But one of them is a place in the kingdom of God. Entrance into the things that God has for us. But what can it can also mean something specific to you. What has God promised you that you haven't received yet? What have you asked of God that you haven't received an answer for yet? What about 2019? Do you have an expectation of 2019? Something that's out there that you really believe that's what God wants you to have, God wants you to do, God where God wants you to be, and it hasn't happened yet. What's your report of the land? Is it faith or is it fear? Are you looking at the big giants, the fortified cities, and whatever they represent in your life, whatever opposition that's going to look like in your situation? This passage today reminds us of the dangerous consequences of letting fear rob us of the things God's promised us. It reminds us to trust him. So we're going to go into some open worship. We're going to lead in with a song, Ash. But I wonder if you're like me and you need to be reminded regularly that we live in a world that is not all that it seems to be. We can't simply trust our eyes and our feelings, can we? There's so much more going on that we can't see. Only God can see. This next song is a helpful reminder that as a Christian, every step that I take is a walk of faith. I can't look at the things in front of me and say, that's too big. No, God, you got it wrong. This is too big. I have to look at it and say, what does God's word say? If I'm supposed to go that way and something is in front of me that's too big, guess what? Something's going to move. Let's not shrink back in fear and say, no, these people are too big. This wall is too big. This wall is too wide. If we're not aware that we are walking a walk of faith and that our steps that we take are a walk of faith, we will easily get sidetracked and deceived into thinking that it must be some other way. Back at Egypt, maybe. Let's sing, I Walk by Faith.